Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. My name is Ron Ike. I'm your host. You can call me Ronnie. I can't believe it's already March 1st, 2015. Got an interesting show today. We're going to be talking about Atlantis, Lemuria, and basically whatever the angels want to come through. I did a little bit of prep for the show. So I'm asking the angels to kind of help me to communicate messages with you that need to come forth. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a angel intuitive. I am also a certified angel card reader. I am a Reiki practitioner, as well as a teacher. You can find out more about me by visiting my website. It's www.ascensionmagic.com. And there's also a Facebook page. If you like the Facebook page, I am randomly drawing people each Wednesday for a free professional reading with myself. And of course, if you'd like to schedule your own professional reading, you can visit my website as well. I also want to tell you about some changes that are coming up. I usually do my show Saturday and Sunday. What I'm finding is that as much as I love doing the show, it's hard to balance the time in my weekend. So I'm thinking what I'm going to do is my Saturday show, which is angel readings and card readings, switching that to a different day and still keeping the Sunday show. But I think the time might change on that as well. I'll keep you posted on that, but I wanted to bring that to your attention. Also, some things coming up. I will be at the San Francisco Gay Pride coming up in a few months. I'm going to have a booth there where I'll be doing readings and teachings and helping you there. Each Thursday, I do readings at a coffee shop in Suisun here. And if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, there's a coffee shop called Doc's Coffee, and I will be doing readings there as well. So I want to thank you all for joining me today. The topic's an interesting topic, and every Sunday I also end with a meditation. So we'll be doing a meditation to kind of help us connect with past life memories, as well as just whatever comes through, whatever we need is really what the angels give us, okay? So I want to start off with asking you a question, and take it as you will, but do you really think that this is the only reality that we see? Some people do. You know, the scientific, really skeptical people out there, you know, well, this is it. I die, and there's nothing else out there. And, you know, our Earth is 5 billion years old. Humans have been around for not very long, and that's all there is. Now, thankfully, though, science has evolved, and we have quantum physics and these different sciences that are showing that there's multiple timelines, there's multiple universes, multiple realities, and so on. There are, in fact, multiple timelines and dimensions, and the interesting thing is, and this is my opinion, but I believe that they're happening simultaneously right now at this very moment, and that's hard to believe in our rational mind. Because we think, you know, oh, the past happened back then, and the future is happening up in that area. But really, the only moment we really are experiencing is right now. We're multidimensional beings experiencing all these different realities happening at once. So I say this because if you were to research, if you go on the internet and you look up Lemuria, Atlantis, or any spiritual topic, really, you're going to find several different versions, several different possibilities, really, because that's what quantum physics is about, possibilities. And each one is correct in their own way for that particular timeline. But the question is, which one do you really want to experience? Because we have free will in this reality. And what I want to do today is just share with you some of the things that I've read and have experienced and have you come up with your own decisions, really. Make up your mind in terms of what you think and what feels right for you. Okay? So think about Earth, and Earth is what we call home, for this life. I mean, our sciences and our histories have opened up our eyes to a broader perspective, and we understand now that, you know, we have galaxies and planet rotations, you know, but back, you know, say several hundred years ago, you know, the Earth was flat, they said, and, you know, the Earth is the center of everything. What do they call that? Not heliocentric, but, you know, where the Earth is the center of everything, and everything revolves around the Earth kind of thing. But we've expanded our perceptions of what we believe to be reality, and we're going to continue to do that. So hopefully the show today will open up your mind to some other possibilities out there and give you some information, again, that might help you. Now, also, our scientists not have only discovered galaxies and planet rotations, but now we know how life works at a deep level, how cells reproduce and our DNA and all this stuff you might hear about junk DNA. Science is showing, along with many spiritual people, that there is no junk DNA. It's dormant, might be a better word to describe it. We don't really know what the functions are scientifically wise, but in spirit, you know, in spirit, we have an idea of what these, you'll even hear if you go on the internet and look up some research, you'll hear people talking about activating your DNA and opening up all parts of ourselves to this new human and the light body. And if you listen to my show about ascension, you'll hear a little bit more about life, the light body. Okay, so I want to talk about history. And it's interesting because I always ask the angels, what do they want to come forth and say? And I just happen to keep coming across these different things about history. And many people believe that the history we read about in textbooks is that's the history. You know, we learn American history I'm in America, but maybe you're in another country. But the history that we read about, we don't really know that that's what happened. You know, even the Bible, you know, it's one person's account of what happened. And many times history is really written by the winners. Whoever won the battle, whoever won the war is the one that writes the perspective. You know, we glorified George Washington, you know, that he's this great general and did all these things, but, you know, like, we don't really know. We weren't there. What if he wasn't all those great things? We don't know. And that's my point, is it possible that there's many things that did happen in history that are not told to us? There is, and of course that's possible. And even in the Bible, there's several different versions of the Bible. And the actual text of the Bible itself that was written, you know, thousands of years ago, we don't have that text. We have an edited, watered-down version through someone's perspective. All information, really, is someone's perspective. It's that person's – we're all channels, and any information you read comes through that particular channel. So that's why when you're reading information, you have to take it with a grain of salt and understand that's that person's perspective. And same with me, as I'm sharing this information with you, this is my perspective, this is my belief system. It may not be yours, and that's perfectly acceptable. But just keep that in the back of your mind, okay? Look to your soul and your heart for what rings true, all right? Now, about Atlantis and Lemuria, because that's why you're listening, that's what I'm talking about here, a lot of the information's been passed down through stories, through just word of mouth from generation to generation. But a lot of it also is in our dreams, in our unconscious memories. Sometimes we have dreams about it, or, you know, you always see these cartoons or TV shows where they have this underwater city of Atlantis and all these different things. It's in our consciousness somewhere. So to me, that's a indicator of the underlying aspect that there must be some truth to it and some reality. And when I'm talking about Atlantis and Lemuria, but there's other realities as well out there. I mean, there's you might hear about this mystical city of Avalon, where, you know, that's King Arthur and then all the wizards and magic and that kind of thing. That's another possibility. But when we're thinking in terms of actual, you know, geography and that, Atlantis and Lemuria come up again and again. Plato, who was, you know, the Greek philosopher, he was around, what, I don't know, let's say 3,000 years ago maybe, if my time history is right. History is not my best subject in school, you guys, so don't quote me on the time era, but you know Plato. We credit him with the Platonic solids, the three-dimensional solids that are named after him. But also, he had a lot of information about Atlantis that he wrote about and that he talked about, and it sort of brought it back into the consciousness. Was he channeling it? Did they know something at the time that we don't know about now? I mean, we don't really know. Now, there's many speculations about when these civilizations actually existed, like the time period, the era. Some sources say Lemuria happened first, and then Atlantis happened after Lemuria. Some sources say Lemuria and Atlantis happened at the same time. There's different stories out there, but all the stories that you read point to the fact that these were advanced civilizations that had very advanced spirituality and technology and so on, and had a great destruction, a cataclysmic destruction of some type. And it's interesting, if you read the Bible, they talk about the Great Flood. You know, is it possible that the Great Flood was actually referenced to the destruction of Atlantis and Lemuria? I think so, because almost, actually, if you study any type of religion, almost every major religion has a flood in it or some type of cataclysmic event. So there's something in our consciousness about this destruction. Now, some other sources out there will say that there was a planet called Meldek, or it's called different things, Tiamat and all these different things, that was between Mars and Jupiter. You guys have heard of the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. It's just this asteroid belt. No one knows why it's there. Could it be that these chunks of rock are a destroyed planet? I mean, of course, anything's possible. But there's sources that say that there was this advanced race on this planet, Meldek, and as they advanced, their spirituality advanced, but they had these factions. There was a spiritual faction and a technological faction, and the technology that developed was being done without any regard for spirituality. And we're going to talk about this again throughout this show, because this is a common theme you're going to see and you're going to hear. And they created these atomic bombs and destroyed the planet, supposedly. And all the souls that were on that planet instantly evaporated back to the ethers. But there was karmic retribution that needed to happen, because this, obviously, destroying an entire planet is a major karmic consequence. Now, if you think that a planet's just a solid piece of rock, I mean, that's your opinion, but everything is connected. Quantum physics will show this, and a planet has a consciousness, just like human beings do, and to destroy an entire planet's consciousness, I'm sure, has consequences, right? So supposedly they say that this group of these beings reincarnated on the planet Earth. Now, this is one particular story I'm just sharing with you, right? There's many different stories out there. Reincarnated on this planet to relive and try to create a new situation where this would not occur again. And this is where Lemuria comes into play. And on Lemuria, many people think of Lemuria as being the Garden of Eden. You read the Bible and they say the Garden of Eden. Well, that's what Lemuria really was like. Almost every source I've read about Lemuria refers to it as this paradise, where there's just like everything was beautiful and we connected from our hearts and it was so loving. But of course, as we advance, we have free will, and there are separate sections, not sections, but sects of society. There's this spiritual tract and really keeping the spiritual traditions, and there is the technological tract, which went down the science track. And I'm sure, as you can guess, since we don't hear about Lemuria, well, we don't know where it is, that the same thing that happened on Meldek happened again. But thankfully, those that were really advanced in psychic and spiritual connections and so on knew of the coming of this destruction and planted into crystals. Crystals are memory and record keepers, the ancient memories of Lemuria. And I actually have a Lemurian crystal, and in fact, I'll put it on my webpage for you guys to look at, ascensionmagic.com. It's a Lemurian seed crystal, and it's this huge wand, and it has these amazing markings on it. If anyone knows how to read this language, I'd love to hear from you, because this crystal has taught me so very much, and the memories of this time period are stored in this crystal. But these crystals only go to the people they're supposed to go to, for various reasons, for protection, for various reasons. So these crystals are starting to come to the surface now. If you're into crystals, you'll hear about Lemurian seed crystals, Atlantis crystals, and this sort of thing. You'll hear about it, because now is the time to bring back these memories. So anyways, and I'm just sharing you one possibility here. So then Atlantis comes later. Atlantis comes after Lemuria. And, of course, the same exact thing that happened on Lemuria happens in Atlantis. And then we're in our current time period now, where we are facing the same challenges that we have faced before. Our technology is growing at an exponential rate. Computers just keep getting smaller and smaller, faster and faster. And, you know, we're on the verge of artificial intelligence, really, and that's how fast it's developing. And the question becomes, will we, as a collective, allow technology to mindlessly take over without any regards for the planet, any regards for our consciousness or for love and peace? And really, there needs to be a meld between the two. Science and spirituality are really one and the same. I talk about this a lot on my show. They both look for the answers. They both try to make our lives easier, understand things. But I feel that we are at this point again, and I think the tide has turned. At least I'm hoping. I think that many of us now are here incarnated at this time to prevent this cataclysmic destruction. And we have people coming from all over the galaxy, other star races that are here and so on. But that's one possible timeline. Again, I mentioned there's infinite realities. Now, another possible timeline for Lemuria says that Lemuria and Atlantis happened at the same time. Okay, so the story for this goes that Lemuria was created by these ethereal beings that came to Earth, or you can call them extraterrestrials, or whichever you wish to call them, came to Earth, paradise, to experience different things, to experience, you know, in a sense, like a slowing down of their energy, okay? And because when you're in a spirit, your vibration's very high. But when you start to physically manifest things, you have to slow down the vibration. And in Lemuria was largely ethereal, but a little bit into the physical world. And this timeline is personally my belief. This is how I believe it to be. Again, Lemuria is like the Garden of Eden, and we were able to communicate telepathically. And everything, we could just put our hands around a fruit, for example, or a plant, and feel its essence instantly and know exactly what that plant was all about. And there was you want to call it like a park, almost like a temple, where we would go and we would just meditate for days at a time and connect with the spirit and the love and send love to everything. And it was just this very advanced spiritually place. Okay, I think of Lemuria as being the spirituality and Atlantis being the technology. This is how I feel it is. I think that Lemuria is like the Garden of Eden. Okay, and Lemuria just did what they did, spread love and peace, and not really having the consciousness to even be aware of some of these lower, I'm going to say lower, not that it's bad, but like a denser, I guess, denser vibrations that might be happening around. But some of the people probably were aware of it. So we have Atlantis, which comes later. Now think about it, we're evolving, like years go by, and our vibration slowing down is becoming more and more denser over time. Okay, some of the beings chose to leave the planet and go off in other realities, but I feel like a lot of the people stayed behind. Now, Atlantis, as it was coming up, was largely more denser in its vibration. It doesn't mean that they didn't have spirituality, but not in the sense of Lemuria, where it's very, very, very high spirituality. Atlantis is more dense, is my feeling. And on Atlantis, they were interested in technology a lot. and technology at the cost, as we talked about, the cost of spirituality. They had these huge crystal temples, and they were very much into crystals and using the crystal energy. But a lot of what they were doing was without regard. Doesn't that sound like what we're doing now? If you think of some of the ways we abuse our planet, you know, doing all these things without any consequence for what's happening, and that's a shame. You see how history is repeating itself, right? But I'm getting off topic here. So Atlantis, they knew how to use these lasers and crystals and all these things, and the quest for scientific information and knowledge and technology was at the detriment, because they're in this same timeline, this reality, at the Atlanteans, who were, you know, they're not all the Atlanteans, but a lot of the people on Atlantis got succumbed to lower energies and darker energies, you know, power and control and manipulation and these kinds of things, and sort of started battling with Lemuria and taking over and doing things that we would consider, you know, lower vibrations. And with their war machinery and their weaponry, they actually created a huge rift in the energy board. They didn't know what they were doing. They weren't connected to the spirituality. If you're going to use and connect with these deeper energies, you have to be in this place of love and compassion and spirituality. Otherwise, it's like if you were to give a kid, like a five-year-old kid, a chainsaw, that kid's what's going to run all over the chainsaw. What's the kid, you know, like going to harm people? Doesn't know what he's doing. Not consciously evolved enough to really know what to do with it, right? That's the analogy that I want to use with you guys. So whatever caused Atlantis to go down and be destroyed, I mean, no one knows exactly for sure, but again, all the stories say that there was something that caused Atlantis to go down. It created this huge rift and it can be felt across the entire universe. The planet tilted on its axis. You know, we're on our 23-degree axis right now because of what happened in Atlantis. At least that's what I feel. Vortexes were opened up. Realities were shifted. You guys have all heard of the Bermuda Triangle. You know, all these mysterious things happen in the Bermuda Triangle where planes disappear and all these crazy things. Could it be that this is where this destruction occurred and there's still this vortex energy there? And there's sources that say that this has healed itself, but at one point in time, perhaps it wasn't. Is that possible that that's a vortex to some other dimension? And there's a lot of sources, too, that say that these vortexes that are around the planet have opened up a flood to allow lower energies to come in. So all these dark energies came into the planet, and we fell into a forgetfulness, so to speak, a forgetfulness of where are we spiritually? Now, just like Lemuria, many of the high priests and so on stayed behind and really tried to prevent this cataclysmic destruction, but they couldn't. And they stored their energy and the memories into crystals, which are being found now deep in the underground. Some of the beings of Atlantis fled underground. They say that there's Lemurians and Atlanteans living underground. We'll talk about that in just a second. But also a lot of the people fled to Egypt and to a few other places on the planet. The pyramids in Egypt, they say, are a replication of some of the technology that happened in Atlantis, as well as some of the pyramids we find all around the world, you know, Mexico and so on. So that's just something to consider. Who knows when Atlantis really sank, but there are archaeologists and researchers that actually try to find underwater cities, and they found some things in the Bermuda area, which I've read on the internet. But again, these are just one possibility. It's just one actual possibility. So here we are again. Now, Atlantis goes down, so we are in this slumber, and we're finally awakening again. okay, we're here and we're starting to remember these things. Many of us, and some of you listening, were there at the time period of Atlantis, and we carry the memories of this destruction in our DNA. And that's why we feel so passionate about the destruction of this planet right now, because we do not want to repeat the mistakes of that time period. It's almost, like I said before, karmic retribution and not making those mistakes. But again, also, when Atlantis sank and it created this rift across the entire universe, it got noticed, and they say that our planet was put into sort of a quarantine where, you know, cataclysmic destruction of our planet would not be allowed. We came close a few times, you know, World War I, World War II, and so on, but this has changed. We do have beings of light that are guiding us. We do have spiritual beings and extraterrestrials and so on that are guiding us and protecting us and protecting our planet so we can move into a higher vibration and return to the truth of what this planet was meant to be, this beautiful place that is full of love. And our planet is an inspiration in a way throughout the galaxy, because it's a reminder of what can happen when people make the right decisions and choose love and can create consciously what they really want. And that's just something to think about. So again, I've mentioned two possible timelines of Atlantis and Lemuria. You might even think that they're happening right now. It could be that they didn't happen in the past. It could be that there's some other reality that we can't see, that they're happening simultaneously with ours. There's infinite possibilities out there. There's even a there's even a reality that says that extraterrestrials had created human beings as this slave race to mine gold for them. And you know, that I'm sure you probably think that that's ridiculous, but I'm telling you, there are multiple realities out there. Think about this. When you guys remember 2000, the year, and then Y2K, everybody was talking about, oh, Y2K, you have to put stickers on all the electronic equipment. Like, the computers were afraid they were going to crash. And, you know, once the numbers rolled over, it would be cataclysmic destruction and, you know, all these things. Well, we could have created that reality had enough of us really focused and been intent on that happening. Just like 2012, you know, the Mayan calendar, they said, oh, that's the end of the world and it's the end and we're all going to perish. And that could have been a reality, right? Anything's possible. The point is, there are multiple realities. And I've talked about this on my show before. We have what's called individual consciousness, which is our own perception, and then we have collective consciousness. Collective consciousness is the mass energy of everybody together and what they're thinking. And if enough of us believe the same thing, that's very powerful. That creates monumental things. Okay, you might remember the study I've talked about before of the police officers in Washington, D.C., where they got together and they meditated and said that we will reduce crime by 31%. And sure enough, that's exactly what had happened in that study. I forget the name of the study, but you can look that up, Washington, D.C. Meditation for Crime. You can Google it. But when enough of us think the same thing, you know, the saying in the Bible goes, when two or more are gathered in my name, amazing things can happen. That's the collective consciousness happening there. So I think what's happening now is that the collective has shifted. We're no longer in this slumber period from the lingering over of all these horrible destructions of the past. We're in an awakening, and we are here. Those of us who are already awake are the teachers and the way showers for those that are starting to awaken more. And we are changing the course of the future. And in a sense, when we change the course of the future, we change the course of the past, because there is no time. And this really is interesting stuff to wrap your mind around, because it's difficult to consciously think about, but in a reality, this is the only moment happening. And the future affects the past, which affects the present. And there's many different books out there about that. There's a book about past lives. I want to say it's called Many Lives, Many Masters. and there's meditations in there where you can actually go to your past lives and even your future lives, and you can affect it with your consciousness, because there are infinite possibilities. So the interesting thing to think about is, what reality do you want to experience? What planet do you want to live on? Do you want a planet where we all dislike each other and have war? Or do you want a planet where there's pure light and love like Lemuria, and that's what we experience? We have the choice. And if enough of us believe that and want that, then that's exactly what will happen. And I feel like that's the direction we're moving in. And when that happens, the old stuff fades away, and it can make us feel confused, and it can make us feel pain in our bodies as the old comes to the surface. But we need to bring that up and heal that. Now, a lot of us, those of us listening, were healers and teachers in Atlantis and Lemuria. We have these memories that are coming to the surface. Now, me personally, I believe that I was this wizard kind of guy that did, like, magical things. Like, I had this vision of myself in this blue robe, like the wizard in Fantasia, the Mickey Mouse, you know, pulling up the water and changing the stars and all these things like that. That's my reality, but I also feel that I was a healer as well. And I keep getting these visions of these crystal beds, like we would lay on, like a bed literally of crystal, and the crystals would just soak up all of our pain and all the frustrating things that we might be feeling, and instantly heal us and connect us. And I feel also at these time periods in Lemuria and Atlantis, we were connected very closely with the heavens, with extraterrestrial advanced civilizations. Now we are reawakening to that as well. Now, again, like, you're going to hear that, oh, there's all these dark energies out there that are preventing us from doing this, and that is one possibility. I think there's always going to be a darker energy in this world that we live in. We live in a world of duality where, you know, you have good, bad, right and wrong. But the truth is, that's just experiences that we're having. That's not truth. The truth is that's an illusion, that the only truth, real truth, is love and light. And even the darkest people, and some of you might think that this is out there, outrageous, but Hitler, you know, who we consider one of the most evil people, is a being of light. At the core, we all are. We don't understand the major plan of things. Is it possible that God's plan was to have Hitler show humanity what they have become, to show us, like, how deep we've sunk into our darkness of slumber, say that we're allowing this to happen, that we are allowing this destruction and this genocide of these people to occur, right? Is that the purpose? Is that God's purpose on that? I mean, we don't know. All I'm saying, and even if you read the teachings of Jesus, Jesus will say, forgive, right? Love one another as I have loved you. We're all connected, that kind of thing. I mean, I know that's really difficult to think about when you think about someone who could even consider doing something that despicable, but there's always more than what meets the eye. There's always more than what we see. And I remember reading listening to a lecture by Ianla Van Zandt. I don't know if you know who she is, but she is a great spiritual teacher, and she has a lot of wisdom. And I really admire her. And she did this lecture about abundance, and she talked about there's always more than what you see. And here's kind of how it went. She said, okay, I want you to, I'm going to hold up some keys. So she holds up some keys, says, what do you see? And there's people in the audience, they're like, oh, I see keys. Ha, 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 yeah, keys. We know you see keys. She's like, well, no, what really do you see? Like, do you see a door opening and a door closing? Do you see a mine where someone works day and night to create, to find the metal and the ore that will create this key? Do you see black lung disease where someone works in the coal mine to try to mine this? Do you see a vehicle moving as you can start the car and transport things? Her point is, no matter what you see on something, there's always more. And don't be limited by what you see. Just because we look in the history book and we don't see Atlantis and Lemuria doesn't mean it's not there. Just because you don't see angels don't mean that they're not there. Just because you can't see some of the magical things that are happening or even the creations that you're creating doesn't mean that they're not there. Okay, so no matter what you see, there's always more. Learn to open up your perception and find out what's true for you. Okay, so I think that's a very important lesson to have, cause especially when you're trying to create abundance in your life. A lot of us get limited by what we see. Oh, I don't have this money in my bank account. But that doesn't mean that it's not on the way. Just because you can't see it don't mean that it's not on its way. Okay? So, I want to go into a meditation with everybody. I think that the main things that I wanted to talk about were discussed, and of course if something else comes forward, I'm going to talk about that. Oh yeah, you know what? I forgot to say too, before the show, I drew a card from Doreen Virtue's Ascended Masters deck because I wanted to see what Ascended Master had come through. And the Ascended Master that came through for us was Epona. And Epona, E-P-O-N-A, is a being. She's considered like the fairy queen who works with crystals. So her message is continue to work with crystals. Okay, she's a fairy queen, and there's many temples that were built in her honor in Greek and Roman times. She's also associated with horses, so you might find yourself being called to work with horses or the environment, or to work with crystals, because these civilizations in Lemuria and Atlantis did work with crystals, and crystals are a wonderful way to work with energy and to heal and to help the planet. So just keep that in your perspective, okay? Now, as we do this meditation, I'm going to be holding a Lemurian crystal. It's a Lemurian record keeper crystal. I'll put it on my Facebook page for you guys again so you can see it. And I'm going to put on some music, and we're going to take a little journey, and we're going to ask the angels to be with us too, okay? So wherever you are, find a quiet place. If you're, you know, in the car, that might be difficult, but find a place where you can just sit and be still as I put on the music. Okay? Notice where you are. Pay attention to the breathing that you're doing. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Notice how it feels like the tide of the ocean. In and out. We are going to connect together, heart to heart, soul to soul, and feel a connection now. We are going to ask that the angels come forth with their beautiful love and protect us. Guide us through all our days. We ask now that our energy centers may be open so that we can remember. And there's a butterfly that's flying near us now. We see the butterfly. We're going to follow that butterfly up into the sky. On a journey through magical land, time, and as we notice anything that might cause us pain, we send it love. We heal it. We allow, bring forth that ancient memory of love, magic to come forth in this time period now. The memories of our soul that will assist us in light, love, are here. Look for anything that you might see. What are you wearing? What does the surroundings look like? Are there any animals that you see? Is there anything that needs to be changed and healed so that things do not repeat themselves? Calling upon your mighty I Am presence. Seeing dragons flying around us. I see magic. I see a planet that is purely healed in the highest vibration of love. Light and love can guide us now. Love, love, love. Your light and any destruction that has caused us pain is transmuted now. And only the good memories are with us. We carry that forth. Goddess around us. There's a goddess with her hands up, sending us all bright healing energy, healing us. Now imagine that you're holding a crystal in your hand. You're holding that crystal up in the sky, and you're channeling into that crystal the highest, most beautiful light and love you could ever imagine. Bring that down to the crystal, into your body, to the planet, into your soul. We're going to ask the angels now to come with us here. Anything and any information that we need to know right now, bring it forth, please. So feel yourself going in a warm spring of water, diving very deeply into a bubbling spring, and this hot water is so healing and relaxing. There's mermaids all around, unicorns, centaurs and fauns, ancient memories and magic that we forgot. Magic is coming forth now in this reality, and we allow it to be here now, to be remembered, and to help us, and to help this planet move forward in its new evolution. We thank the angels. We thank the magical beings for their wisdom. We thank our higher self. And we remember, we live peace. Feeling that, I know you're coming back from the meditation, but I want to share that I'm seeing like Aztec, like Mayan Aztec, I think is also a remnant of Atlantis, and I'm seeing some of us had lifetimes there as priests who worked with the magic there and the knowledge that's stored within there. So, and the Mayan calendar too, I think some of us might want to really look into that more if you haven't already. And of course, Egypt. With some of the stuff in Australia too, I feel like there's connections in Australia for many of us. There's something about Australia that's coming forth at this moment. I feel like there's something there that is starting to bubble to the surface that we'll remember about Atlantis that's there. So I'm not sure if you guys are seeing that, but that's what I'm seeing. Okay. Now, pay attention to any other signs that come forth for you as you go through your day. The angels are there. Remember that you are a beautiful being of light and love, and you never are alone. The angels are always with you. Okay? Now, as we come to an end of the show, I want to remind you there are some changes happening to my times that I do the show. There will be some different times coming out. I'm going to talk about that on the radio show page. So if you could please follow the radio show, that would be great to keep up with changes that might be happening. My next show is going to be about animals, and I'll be doing animal readings with you to help you connect with the animal kingdom. I also want to do a fairy show soon. I've been guided to do a show about the fairies. Coming up to Sundays are going to be my spiritual shows. The month of March is really going to be the healing month. I will be doing shows about connecting with crystals, opening up your chakras, connecting with the plant kingdom, all different ways and modalities of healing to help us all to heal. So I hope you'll join me through the month of March. Each Sunday I talk about a different topic. Okay? Now, remember, again, like I said, you're never alone. You're always loved. If you would also like to receive a professional reading, I invite you to visit my webpage, ascensionmagic.com, and please check that out. And just know that I'm sending you lots of love wherever you are, and I pray that everything that you hope for and wish for comes true. And we're going to end with some love here, because this is always a good thing. And I will see you soon.